Ayo, welcome back to the podcast. It's your girl, Ange. Today, we're talking about anal sex, sex toys, Voss and Cook hooking up, and I'm over here third wheeling and shit. You know, all the good shit. Now, y'all can just listen to all the rest, so buckle up, Buttercup. Let's go.
Hey, no, but look, check us out. You know you're not getting sex for a while. It'd be weird shit to turn you on, like cheese.
Graham crackers.
Cheese, oh. Like food. Cheese, food. It was like, oh, like, what are you over there doing?
No, I'm getting satisfied by the flavor. It's not, like, being turned on. Oh, okay. It's like any girl. You know a girl is happy when she's eating her food and she starts to do her little...
Hang on. Let's make this very clear. Women can be happy to have something. To be satisfied is a different thing. Men don't really understand that.
Oh, man. What the? Oh, here we go.
Men act like they know how to make a woman happy. That might be true, but they don't know how to satisfy us.
Yep.
To an extent. Not all men.
And then they say that we do, and then we're like, she was faking it.
And then, yeah, 9 times out of 10, we're just like, nah, we were faking that shit. Because most, not all, make this very clear, most men would rather satisfy themselves than the female. Or think or believe that they satisfied the woman.
Yep.
Over themselves, just because, you know, it makes them feel better, boosts them, and, you know, you gotta work for that O. You gotta work for that orgasm with a woman.
You guys,
fucking a bitch up a fucking window and be like, yeah, you fucking like that?
Yeah, I got that video. Or that.
What video are you talking about? Listen, you remember that? I don't know what you're talking about, but I have.
You
had
made
sex.
Me listen to that.
What the fuck?
Like 10 times. Every time we drink, you're like, listen to me fuck this bitch up against the window.
What the hell are y'all talking about?
She goes, ah! And I'm like, is she a fucking cat having sex?
She fucking sounds like a whale.
Oh,
he's like,
man.
No, I know. I
like an otter.
She definitely had a
seal.
Fucking...
All right, here we go.
Sounds like a seal.
See, all right, I didn't know we was having this kind of conversation.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have a PG. You guys going
no,
there straight.
No, we going to fucking R. All right,
so let's
chess
out.
Let's go, bitch.
I got your bitch right here.
Which one? I got one for every letter in my phone.
I'm going to ball your ass up. So, the thing is... So, the thing is, and that takes back to the last conversation about younger guys and older guys. So, when I want a girl, I explained to both of y'all before... I'm focusing on making it happen. I'm watching the body and I'm doing everything else. And it ain't just about me getting a nut. Cause I could, if I want to just get a nut, to be honest,
you can say hi to righty and lefty.
Bam. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
you
do.
Know, Angelina,
Angelina be doing it for us females more than fucking Dick
you know what I'm saying?
Over there. Yeah.
But, like, so
I call it two fang.
Oh God.
Two fang.
Oh God.
Two fang. Yeah.
All I'm saying is, so, like, for me, when I'm with a girl, I want to dominate.
Thumbelina.
I want to dominate.
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Why would you use your thumb?
I don't know. I don't.
You
I
mean, use a thumb? Hold
no.
On. You thumbing yourself?
No.
I gave myself a thumbing last night.
Is that a thing?
I gave myself
is
a thumbing
a
last
thing?
Night.
Is that a thing? I don't even know
shit.
If that's a thing.
Oh, man.
She's
all right.
Tell us what the fuck she looks
like. I should be watching on. Ooh, thumb me, baby. Are you fucking this pussy? Why you gonna throw my liquor? But all right, as I was saying before,
I'm good.
Thumbs up to you.
But
my thing is, I try to get in a chick's top five in my mind, and that's a battle I have with myself. So. Like, even if I'm with a chick and I'm not necessarily getting what I need to out of that situation, I'm still going to fuck the shit out of her just to live rent-free in our minds. So when she was somebody else and then that's how you get phone calls back. You know what I'm saying? I got exes right now just waiting for me, like, what's up? What you trying to do? Because I do what I do, and I do it very well.
But then you're always, like, thinking about...
You're always like...
When are you going to actually enjoy?
All right, so I do enjoy, but I enjoy it in a different way. And then that's why I'm able to do the things I do.
With multiple different people.
I'm not... Oh, my God. Listen here. I am single.
You say
and my bedroom is dry.
Yeah,
That's because you don't bring bitches that you fuck to your own bed. That's why it be dry. Because
I see him on the damn doorbell. That's why I'm allowed here.
Yes, I don't bring girls I sleep with to the places I sleep. That's a rule.
Yeah, so that'd be why your bedroom fucking dry.
Yep.
Drier than fucking Angie over here.
She just called me Angie?
Yes. Ansley.
Ansley, we all butcher your name. Angie is so much better to say.
Damn, I got freaking 500 calls today.
And they all said the same thing?
No, they all said my name right.
Ansley?
Yes, with an S. Ansley.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. You and his mans.
With a Z.
With a Z, yes. Yes. All right.
I like cake.
You like cake? So, like, when you thumb yourself, do you eat
Oh, my cake? God. I'm not.
She sees... Happy birthday.
So, look, both of y'all don't like cheesecake. I tried to take her to the Cheesecake Factory.
I like cheesecake. I like one certain
cheesecake. Yeah, you like one certain cheesecake. You don't like regular cheesecake.
I like cheese and I like cake, but I don't like cheese in my cake.
It's not. Okay. It's a battle I don't want to fight right now.
I don't like cream cheese in my cake.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. I was like, it's not Gouda in
your cake.
That's
the same thing with, like, my sushi. I love cream cheese, but no. I don't like it in my sushi.
That's fact, yeah.
So, all right. So, ladies, not that I have thought about this.
Ladies. Who are you calling a fucking lady?
Okay.
Have you met us?
Okay, lady and
we can drink beer, but yeah.
I'm lady and Thumbelina over there. Have you guys ever squirted before?
No.
No?
I have once.
Once?
It was on...
She wasn't there.
So, like, Sam and I went to this guy's house because he was, like, he lived farther away from me. And, like, he was coming down to see me. But we had a mutual friend that, like, hey, well, you can use our bed or our place or whatever if you want to hook up. And we're like, okay. So we go there and he's like, actually, like, my bed is occupied, but my sister's bed isn't. And we're like, damn. Well, okay. And so, like, his sister's a lesbian. And so we go and we do everything. And we're like, and he's like, oh, what are you doing? Like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, keep going. And then all of a sudden it gets so soaking wet all over the bed. We didn't know what to do. So we kind of just
flipped the mattress.
We should have thought about that.
Y'all didn't flip the mattress. No. We put the sheets on and left?
No.
Oh.
We just left.
When I move out, I'm just gonna flip the mattress.
Well, I've never been on that mattress, so you're fine.
Alright.
What the fuck you be doing on that mattress with no bitch? You don't be bringing people here. What the fuck you doing?
Oh, that's why I don't allow Bella in the room after a certain time.
No wonder the door keep stays closed.
Yeah. After a certain time, I'm like, no.
What you got in there?
I don't got nothing. All right, so the one thing about y'all is so, like, y'all can have sex toys and it's all
What's
cool,
in
right?
There?
Nothing's in there. Oh my God, get out of my room!
God, it's so lifelike.
So y'all can have sex toys and stuff. It's all cute. Y'all got like a fireboat.
No, hang on. So I did have a sex toy. I had a vibrator, and I got rid of it.
It was aggressive. I remember you talked about that. No, that's the one you see at the store.
Because. I got rid of it because I realized if I kept it, I would never want a man again.
Oh, is that good?
That's because most
Which
men
one
are
was
not
it?
Satisfying. It's purple. This is a vibrator.
Is it called purple?
No, I don't know what it's called. I don't know. I was
what
pure,
does it look
I
like?
I was pure purple.
What does it look like?
Purple. I don't know. Like, I don't have it. I threw it away.
Was it like what does the vibrator look like?
Oh, shit. Y'all got the same vibrator.
Like it was like a, it was like this curved.
Oh.
I don't know.
No, you've got to get the Wii vibe.
I don't know.
It looks like a claw, like this.
No,
it's fucking amazing. And somebody else can control it from anywhere in the world, and it's fucking A1.
So what you're saying is you be putting your claw in and Sam be like, well, I'm turning it to 7.
Can you get it from Amazon?
Yeah, okay. Wii vibe. And the thing is he can use it, so it goes in you. And while
in? No, I don't do internal shit.
No, I, no.
Hang on, how do you spell it?
We vibe.
W-E-V-I-B-E.
Hey, yo, we vibe. Cut to check.
It looks kind of, let me just show you mine.
Oh, God. No. Oh, you bringing out set. I ain't know what you're doing. Oh, God.
Is it this one?
Mine's
loose.
I don't like.
Turn the vibration.
It's fucking amazing.
Oh, okay. I did see that. I did see that one.
Which one is it?
Yeah, that one. It posted how your girl going crazy.
It's literally great. So, like, literally, it goes in, and that right there is on your clip. And so, like, there's multiple different vibrations and everything. And while it's on and stimulating your clip, he can come in, like, go inside you at the same time, and he feels those vibrations
too. So, yeah, all right. So that's kind of like the vibrating cock ring I had. Like, it sits on my dick, and then the bunny ears stick out. And while I'm going in, the bunny ears is attacking the clip. Yeah,
but this is more like aggressive.
Actually, the way I use the ring is pretty aggressive. All right, you know what I'm saying? Catch a charge beating some pussy.
This is fucking amazing.
100 out of 10. So yeah, back to this parking lot pimping thing I was talking about. I'm fucking with you,
bro. What is this shit?
What? Oh my God! So
local sex shop today.
So Voss is mesmerized by. Are you gonna talk or go look at sex toys?
No, like I'll
you can
both.
Do this at the comfort of your own bed. Yes. Are you done?
Yeah.
All right. I ate too much cheese. Yeah, you did eat too much cheese.
I want some more though.
Oh God, have a seat. You reached your limit. Did you make a dog like whining? No.
Fuck you.
Like, does it work like any app across the country?
Oh, here we go.
So you have a We Vibe app on there, and you can make, like, you can sync it to act to songs and stuff like that, and it will vibrate to songs.
Hold on. What's your favorite vibrating song?
Where did you get yours?
Hold on.
At my sex shop in Georgia.
What's your favorite?
At every sex shop.
What's your favorite vibrating song? I'm curious.
I don't know. I never. Whoa, The Fix.
The Fix?
What?
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do, 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 do.
Oh my God.
That's what my ringtone is too, but to you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
You talking about medicine?
That medicine.
Yeah, medicine. Yeah.
No, you like it like this? Yeah, but it's called The Fix.
Okay. I don't listen to the song like that.
But here, let me show you the app. So We Vibe Connect. We connect, right?
So that's the app. And then you connect to the toy.
Well, let me tell you, it scared the shit out of me the other day. So I ended up going, I was about to go to bed. Fuck him. I was about to go to bed, and then all of a sudden, like, I woke up because I heard something vibrating, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Couldn't find out it was my vibrator in the, whatchamacallit. It scared the shit out of me.
Oh, my God. So, hold on. So, you thought somebody was breaking in, but it was just a vibrator.
Bro! This should be like $200.
It scared the shit out of me. Like, I woke up.
Do you have a sex toy chest, or is it just a single item you just keep in your
Sex bag.
You have a sex?
Yes, it's Yoda. Oh. I have a Yoda bag that has all my sex toys in it. All
right, so, like, y'all need to get, like, you know, like, whips and chains and
stuff. I already have that.
Okay.
There's the different, you can increase, that's the bottom and the top. And then multiple different vibration types. And then I gotta remember how I can do the music. Okay. Then you go to beat, and then you choose a song.
Did you turn it on?
Yeah. And then it will also do the sound, like, see, talking. It vibrates to that.
It vibrates to talking? Mm-hmm. See, man, these toys are trying to take over. You know what? Let me just go ahead and order my life like sex doll. Don't you, ladies? Y'all look too interested in this vibrating toy. Let me just drop this $5,000 on this sex doll. Y'all seen this story about the dude who married a sex doll? And then 2 months later, like, he broke her?
Like, yep.
He cheated on her with a different doll?
But yeah, and then you can also like connect with your partner. So like Sam's already connected or whatever, and so mm-hmm. you can be like, put it in. And then like he would like change it and then mess with it.
That's how you sound?
Yeah, he'd be like, put it.
Put it in. Put it in. Hey, yo, Sam, gonna cut your ass out. Oh, so like that. Oh. So, that conversation went a little crazy. Are you, once you're done.
Pick up at your local sex shop today.
Once you're done ordering your new sex toy, we can continue the conversation.
So, I'm continuing the conversation.
You all thumbs over there. So. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Because he's compensating for his lack of.
That's one thing about me. I'm not lacking in that department. Like my relationships end over other things and it sucks. Distance. Distance always kills my relationships. RIP to my relationships.
So you're always leaving.
It's a mixture of the military. It's like human nature, and it's like for me, it's certain shit I ain't gonna put up with that the average like guy might put up with, and I'm not even like a hard dude to date. Like, you can go out, you can do. I'm not. You think I'll be a hard dude to date?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
You picky.
No, it's not about being picky. I'm talking about once I'm in a relationship. I'm not one of them guys where you can't do whatever you want to do. My thing is. I just want you to be respectful. Like, if you're around people who know me and you wilding out, you know what I'm saying? And people hit my phone and telling me, like, yo, your girl is out of pocket, that's my name. And if I ain't got people around to actually, for one, check her, or for two, to have the gall to call me and let me know, and it just, you know what I'm saying? That's the kind of shit.
I mean, I get that, but I feel like normally, like, the way most guys are, is when they're in a relationship, they try to find one small thing they don't like so they can get out and so they can be single again.
No, so one thing about me, I love being in a relationship. I love it. I'm a lover boy. I keep saying this. I say this on every other podcast.
That's why you live with me, so you can go ahead and give me all the spoils of being in a relationship.
That's fucked up. No, what the heck?
Without the actual sex and shit like that.
I need space, all right?
That's why you got a room.
Damn.
Your sacred ass room.
We ending this relationship, all right? Okay. I'm still trying to date Boss.
I thought I was your purse.
That's my purse. That's my purse. I don't know you.
This is entertaining.
Boss dumped me months ago. That's what the rumor mill said.
Yeah, the rumor mill is that I dumped him, mm-hmm. but we also apparently been fucking for over a year. I don't know. I wasn't
there. Where was I at for all this sex?
Yeah, right? Where the fuck was I?
You know what I'm saying? Because you got a medium butt back there.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, no breasts. If y'all can just boop.
And he tried to tell me
that's
the other
a good
day.
Handful.
He tried to tell me the other day, he's like, you don't even have anything. You all single boobed up and everything like that.
Single
and I'm like,
boobed.
I. He's like, we'll see when you try in your new bathing suit. He's like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you got some boobs.
Oh, no.
I mean, I got a decent handful.
No,
well,
you.
It.
So she wears, like, shirts. Sports bras and stuff.
That's all.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all right. So this is a normal bra for once.
Yeah. It's just me, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I let them out.
You need some.
What? Damn! My heart.
You don't have a heart. Lying sack of shit.
My heart. You know what I'm saying?
What's next on the topic?
You know what? I'm breaking up with both of y'all, all right?
Both of y'all.
Wow.
They try to stay single.
Both of y'all fake girlfriends suck, all right? Both of y'all.
You know what?
Wow.
That's because we're only interested in satisfying ourselves. So we got.
I see!
Take ourselves into our own hands.
I see. You cheating on me with Sam? You cheating on me with whatever you cheating on me with?
You don't even know.
Yeah.
So would you like to name alphabetically or numerically?
Huh? Oh, yeah, you just name. You can name both if you want to.
Both?
Yeah. But,
all of
oh, is that one right there?
No, it's Brooke.
Okay. her face lit up when she seen the phone and shit.
This is Brooke.
When I call her phone, she frowns.
I would get so excited because you don't ever call me. You don't write. You don't text.
Whoa. Dang. I ain't call you the other day?
No, you did.
He doesn't call me either.
It's okay. I called him today.
I ain't call you at work today?
I called him and he declined my call.
You called me to ask about
beans. So I love her accent. I love the way she say rice. She like rice.
Rice.
I'm like, what do you want? I want the rice. And she be getting mad. She be saying it like, you know what I'm saying.
I fucking get it. It's certain words.
Okay? I know. What's the other word? Get you, what's the other word?
Which one?
Ice.
Shut up. Oh, so when I go, to McDonald's, I'm like, can I have some sweet tea with a lot of ice? And they're like, oh, what? You want some sweet tea with a lot of ice? And I'm like, no, some sweet tea with a lot of ice. Oh, okay. Can you pull around to that window, please?
And they don't know what you're saying.
You want sweet tea with hair lice? Like, what do you want?
No.
Lemon lice.
Lots ice. And then what was the other thing?
I can't remember the other one.
Oh,
what?
Like, it's certain words. Like, my accent used to be, like, really strong when I came to California. And everybody started judging, like, who I was and everything like that. Yeah. So, and they thought that I was incompetent. I'm like, no, I'm not incompetent. I literally have, I honored in biochemistry in college. Like, I know I'm not stupid. So, like, I ended up changing my accent anyway. And so now it's only a couple words, and then when I get drunk. When I get drunk, it'll come out.
Okay, let your accent float, all right? Let it shine.
I don't know, because when I speak, it's going to be like cornbread and fucking...
I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's just more fun for me to mess with you.
I know.
So, what? So, little lady, you getting ready to leave Saturday.
I am.
Yep. Are you trying to mimic?
No.
I am.
So. Yes.
You about to move in with the coolest man in the world, aka your pops. I'm flying down there. You be like, hey, I'm happy to see you. I'm like, I'm here to see your dad.
I'm here to see your dad. I ain't here to see you.
No, her dad's cool. He called. He's just like, yeah, hey, I'm trying to put your name on the lease. Like, she's like, what are you talking about? Is that bad paperwork? He's like, I just told you. How's your dad in the club? Like, how do your dad approach girls?
Fuck if I know.
So
I mean, okay, that's not true.
Yeah,
so he's smooth operator.
What?
He'll go up and have a full blown conversation. Oh, and next thing you know, like, he's just so friendly. Like, he's like the unexpected person. He's not forward. He's just friendly and everything. And then they just talk to him. And the next thing you know,
what?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Is that how they be? I'm about to call and ask him.
That's what you're about to be in about 10 years.
So.
He's so awkward.
He's about to start fucking blowing out dirt out of
you.
No. Sorry, Scylla says out. No,
that was so awkward.
You put me in an awkward situation. I don't like being in like makeup shops. I don't go to that shit on the usual. So I'm going to be jokey.
Any store, you trying to pick up girls?
I wasn't trying to pick up girls.
They're on their phone.
It's a difference.
And you come over here
it's a
and
difference.
Start looking on their phone, like
I was just fucking around. All right, so look, it's a difference between fucking around and trying.
Well,
I wasn't trying at all.
Well, they don't know that you look.
What you mean? They don't have to know if I'm trying or not.
It was so creepy.
Oh god, here we go.
Like it was, and then like every single interaction he had, it was just like super awkward and like. Creepy every single time that we would go to a different place.
Oh, so I'm over here. I'm creeping you out, huh?
You weren't creeping me out. You were creeping them out. That's why you didn't get any numbers.
I wasn't trying to get no numbers. We in a makeup shop. Hey, look.
And you're looking at another girl's phone. Come behind her.
Oh, God. All right, so Chazal. The only reason I acted like that, right? For one, you had that dude in there with the makeup looking at me crazy. You already... So, like,
what are you talking about?
You stated, you was like, oh yeah, this is my friend. He's not my boyfriend. So the minute
you stated that.
No, but you said.
You were like, I just want to make sure you know this is my friend.
You said it first.
In the Navy.
You said it first. You said it first. And then I read it.
No.
So, all right, once that information got put out, my man's like, the dude in there, he looked over like this. I was like, oh, hell no. Well, I was just like, crazy mode. He's like, and he stopped. He's like, okay, he's crazy. He's looking dark. Whatever.
So why is it every other shop that we go, you claim me as your girlfriend, and then the other time you just don't claim me? You're like, oh no, we just friends.
Well, like, yeah, that's a girl. That's when the ugly chicks around, because they're like, ooh, I'm a. So like, if they take me, they are gonna feel proud. Like, I took him from that baddie over there. And when this baddie's around, I'm like, yeah, this not me.
If it makes you feel any better, we don't have to say anything, but everyone automatically assumes we're together.
Yeah. See, yeah, we have to say something, like, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's how we are at the freaking beach. Everybody thinks that we're together, and they're giving you a thumbs up and shit.
Look, oh my God, it was the baddest chick I've ever seen on this beach. So I'm with her. I had to move my towel over. I was like, no, let me not confuse. Listen, I am not with her.
I told you.
She means nothing. I moved my towel.
I said, I moved. No, I told him to get her number for me. She was hot.
It's just like she had that perfect body. Like, it was slender, but the ass had jiggle to it. Titties.
Perfect.
She had like this nice. So on like
an afro. Beautiful.
It wasn't an afro. It was like a curly fro. Like, okay. I love that curly little fro look. Oh my God, that shit just. You know what I'm saying? It's just.
And she had a wiener dog. And I was like, that's your end.
She had a wiener dog, not like a wiener.
No, we know the kind of girls you go for. They always normally look like men, so.
What the? Oh, what?
Wow. What does that say about me?
Oh, he going for you?
He tried.
Who tried?
Whip it out. According to where we worked, I mean.
According to where you work, me and you've been in a relationship for a long time, and apparently I was dating Dur as well.
That's disgusting. Oh, you missed me call her a bitch yesterday.
Uh-oh, what happened?
What'd you
do? I went up to her and asked her a question. I go, hey, I can't see where the seats are. Should I just stand back here or find somewhere else? She goes, well, you're not about to go find anywhere else. You're going to find a fucking seat. And I looked at her, I go, you don't need to be a fucking bitch. And I walked away.
Damn.
Straight to her fucking face. And I sat my happy ass down. She knows better than to say anything. So I straight up called her a bitch to her face.
Was she above you or below you?
Above. Oh. Well above.
Well, fuck her. You're about to leave anyway. What is she gonna
That's
do?
Why I don't care.
Write you up?
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, I totally over my
head. Oh, but nah, like, you know, like I told y'all before, at the end of the day, I'm a lover boy, and I act crazy in situations. I just do that sometimes. Sometimes I just, so for me, to be honest, I'm an introvert, and I'm an extrovert, right?
You're an introvert until you get some alcohol in your system.
No, I'm both. Like,
you're Raj from Big Bang Theory, like me.
No, so like, I love being around people. I can do that. No, I'm talking with or without liquor, but it'd be times where I don't want to be out. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
Yes.
I'm like a mixture of both, and sometimes that switch. So if I'm in a situation where I'm uncomfortable in, I'm going to make everybody uncomfortable around me. I'm like, yeah, all right.
You were so freaky.
No, hold on. Like, you know what just happened at Target?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying?
I was pissed the fuck
so
off.
So I get in those situations, and the shit
Can
just...
Can he tell you about that?
All right. So, well, time is... All right, I got you. So I'm in Target, right? She go tries on bathing suits. So I got Bella, I'm get her a bathing suit or whatever. Bella barks like one time, right? And luckily, it was this white lady and her black kid and their dog. A guy come out of nowhere like, I've been getting many complaints about this dog. You need to shut the dog up or leave. I'm like, the dog just barked once. I've been getting complaints like for the past 30 minutes. I'm like, we only been in here for like 10 minutes. He's standing there and he's going off. And then the white lady was like, listen here, asshole. The dog only barked once. Relax. If his dog is not this one, like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I always get
it. We should not have to fucking tolerate that.
No.
Especially in this fucking day and age.
No.
Like, they shouldn't have to fucking be scared to go out just because somebody's going to confront them and be fucking assholes about their fucking race.
Exactly.
I don't fucking deal with that. That's why I was like, tell me who the fuck it was, or is it that, or I'm going to talk to their manager. I'll be a fucking Karen for you.
I will, for fucking
you know,
sure. Yeah.
I was pissed the fuck off. He was like, no, let's just go.
Oh, yeah, I just want that.
And he wouldn't fucking tell me, but, like, I would have gone the fuck off.
Yeah.
So, like, partly is like, I'm not going to go off, right? Because if I go off, see, this is why I approached him in
the first
place.
That's why you let me do it. Because I will do it. And I will beat a bitch for you.
Me too.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate it. But no. I mean, she was, you know, the whole situation with me, she was about to put balls. So, you know what I'm saying? But no,
anyone, look
it.
At him funny. Their eyes
I really do. I really do. And you guys, like I said, y'all in my friendship circle. So anything y'all need from me. Like I said, for Halloween, I'm going to come back and check on you. I'm definitely going to fly down to Arizona soon. So, and
I just want to go out.
That's what I
want to dress up,
okay,
and get plastered because Halloween is my favorite holiday.
I'm trying to think what I'm gonna be. I think I'm gonna be what I am every year.
Black.
A black guy that survived. Yeah, I'm that every year. One year I dressed up like a white guy. I wore like a Metallica T-shirt and like I wore some skinny jeans before it was cool.
Vans.
I think I had on some Vans. Yeah, because I was dating my first white girlfriend, Brooke, and she went as a bumblebee. She was a hippie. That was my first ever white girlfriend. I don't think I ever talked about her on the podcast. Yeah, I met her at a party when I first got in the Navy. First white chick I ever dated. She used to have me pull the car over to hug trees and shit. We hugging trees.
Oh, you told me about
that.
Staying with her because the sex was good or something.
Oh, yeah, sex was good. But, like me and her met at a party. So one day, right, I left my camera there. So I came back to get my camera, and she was like, I made you a video. Check it out. So I'm excited. I'm like, bet I get back to the Bears room. I look at the video. I still got the damn video on my laptop. It's like, my room. Here's my MRA bumper sticker. And then she turns the camera on her. She has on the elephant nose and elephant ear, like, hi. I'm like,
you told me about that. Yeah.
What the fuck? She's like, sorry for being stupid. Hope you like the video. I turned it off. I'm like, is that it?
Yeah. And she didn't even make up for it. Make another one.
You
that
showed
was it.
Me a yeah.
That was it. That was it. But no, that was her. That was her apology video and sexy video.
That's bad.
Oh, that's my replacement.
No, you never get replaced.
Okay. All right.
No, this is the guy from Christmas.
All right, you know what I'm saying. I had to tell McCarter. I'm like, hey, buddy, back up.
I remember that because he came up to me and told me you said that. Mm-hmm. He was like worried. He was like,
I was like, hey man, get up, man. Stop talking to my pretend lady. That's not my lady. What?
I is your lady.
Oh, you over here deleting emails, huh?
Yeah. Only the bad ones.
Oh, so Bella aggressively attacked me today. I told her no. She don't take no for an answer.
It's because she a brat.
She attacked my face with her tongue.
Spoiled.
Yeah, she licked the shit out of me. I'm like, yo, I don't want no kisses right now. And she whispered in my ear, I don't give a fuck what
you
want.
No, she tongued your ear.
Yeah, she did all that. And I was able to record the end of it. I didn't like it. I didn't like what was going on.
I left my pumpkin at work.
You did? Oh, my God.
Your emotional support pumpkin?
Yes.
Oh, is it safe?
I don't know. It's Chief. She's made it very clear that she's going to sabotage it.
Oh, my God.
While I was drinking beer. I chugged my beer when she told me that. And we made a whole scene.
Where is it located? In the admin office?
In the DAPA office, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's locked up.
Yeah, but she gets there at like 6 in the morning.
Oh.
She gets there 2 hours before me. That's 2 hours.
Oh, man. She'll
be
fucking up.
She might. She might hide it from me. And I told her, I said, I swear to God, you hide that shit from me. The first place I'm going is CO's office and being like, yo, where's my pumpkin? And he's going to be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And I'll be like, my pumpkin.
And are like, you crying about a pumpkin?
I am.
It's more than a pumpkin.
Oh my God. Okay, so the reason why he told McCallan told his daughter to call me crazy, point at me and call me crazy, was because I was talking about my emotional support pumpkin and we were standing there and they were like making fun of me and Horn goes, oh, you have an emotional support pumpkin? She goes, what is wrong with you? I go, he got a child. What's wrong with him?
Whoa. Oh, hell no.
Because they called me weird for having a pumpkin, you know, that I carry around with me because it's emotional support because I can't have a dog. So I was like, well, he got a fucking child. So then that's what, oh. I could peel that off my foot right now. That's disgusting. She is peeling layers off of her leg right now.
So that's from the beach?
Yeah.
The sign did a number on you.
It always does. I always get fucked in the ass.
Oh.
What?
The she beat. Liked the thumb. Oh, the thumb.
That wasn't me now. That was you that did me. No.
I just put it out there for everyone.
Hey, thumbs up. The name of this pot is over.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up. All thumbs, no ass.
Oh,
no,
shit. Listen here. Look. It's all right not to have an ass. Most white girls don't have asses.
And most.
Yeah, they're fine.
I have an ass.
Listen, all right, Chezza, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, right? So lately, when I do watch porn, right?
Did you pause this?
Nope.
You lying sack of shit.
No, this is going right now. It's recorded.
Okay, I was just checking.
So, I'm starting to like the smaller booties now. I don't like them super fat no more.
I have that effect on people.
No, I mean this before. Jesus, I
do too. It's a lot to get. It's a lot to get over.
No, you got a fatty. So look, I can't say who the guys I was around. I was around a bunch of guys.
Yes, the fuck you can.
So yeah, I was around a bunch of guys at work.
Yes, the fuck you can. Name them.
And then
I'll name them.
And then we was talking. They was like, "Yo, boss got a fat ass." And I was just like, "They like, oh, Cook seen it? Ah, no." He's like, come on, don't lie. I'm like, nah. Come on, y'all. Come on. She was just sitting next to you. What that mean? I was like, I'm sitting next to you.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? You can't, y'all prejudging motherfuckers. Like, yeah. But nah, so yeah, they was just raving about your body. And then I'm like, little do y'all know, Voss hates her body all the time. Oh my God! You ladies have wars with yourselves.
We do.
All y'all gotta do is watch My 600-pound life. Like I said, I'm not body shaming. Do not come for me. But it's certain things people do to make themselves feel better. It's one of the things I do. When I'm feeling down, I just go watch somebody else's pain and I feel so much better.
I mean, when I'm standing up, I feel super confident. But when I'm sitting down, I feel like I'm busting a can of biscuits.
Oh, man.
I feel like that both ways.
Like, look at this. Like, I feel busting a can of biscuits, but then when I stand up, it's completely 180.
You got your little camel toe going on. Look at that. Oh, it disappeared. Wow. Oh, you don't want to have a camel toe?
Can you imagine your toe? We're going to shove it up his ass.
It might like it. I'm telling you.
The G-spot's in his fucking.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it for one. Ladies, I'm not down with that freaky stuff. All right.
You say that now. Don't knock until you try. Yes, the fuck you are. I have heard some videos. I've seen a thing or two. We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, so Chez out. I'm down with doing things. This is certain things that I don't want done to me. I'm not saying I won't ever visit that, but not
because
this point
in my life.
Because
you might like it. We had this conversation.
Listen here.
You said you don't want it in the ass just in case you like it. Then it'll ruin your pleasure doing anything else. Except for taking it in the ass.
That's why I don't want to.
So
that's
all right.
What you told me.
Wait, hold on. Let me clarify that. You just said it like so. Like most guys, I'm not saying most guys, but guys who go down that road. What's the one chick I was talking to? Brooke. When me and Brooke got back in contact, like my first ex, she had a dude who liked that. Like she tried it on him, and that's like all he wanted. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting to that. And then I don't want to go down that road to get to that point is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Just because you might like it.
Right. Because it's supposed to be a G-spot there or whatever. But I like the shit I'm doing now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not bored with the shit I'm doing now. So I don't need to explore those chambers. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, like I like doing the paddles. I like dominating. Dominating is my thing right now. I want to be dominated. The only thing is, like, if I let a girl, like, she can spank me. And then the one time I got, like, tased in the balls in Japan. That was
Wait,
it.
I thought you, like, won. Like, electricity. Like,
yeah, but see, a light electricity. But that happened once. I don't know if I like it. It just, like, I just got real hard from it. So I don't know if it only happened once. Yes.
I don't know how to process this information right now. Man, you would have been great as an AT.
Do not tase my balls. Like, I see the look in your eyes.
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, God.
My goodbye present. Can I tase you in the balls, my good person?
No. No,
like one singular ball.
No, I can take you out to dinner. We can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to get tased in the balls.
Can I tase you in the nipple?
I want free food too.
What?
What?
You what?
She goes, I want free food too.
Oh, I got this cool little Italian restaurant I can take you to.
Okay.
It's very, very, it's very romantic. It's nice.
Take me too.
Oh, we could start the rumors up again.
Yeah, we start the rumors.
You want to do it tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow? What's tomorrow?
What Wednesday. Time?
After work?
I mean, well, all right. Yeah, yeah.
After 5?
After 5? Okay. Yeah, me here. Well, I'll get down there. Well, both of y'all came at the same time today.
Yeah.
Hey!
Shut your ass up. It's not like it was your doing.
Ooh. That was all self-inflicted.
Yep.
Ow. Alright. You know what? Hennessy, calm down.
As you drink more.
Oh, yeah. Alright. I'll let y'all win. You can have that battle. So, all right, so let's get into the whole, you know, you leaving and stuff like that. So, what's one of the first things you're going to do when you get down to Arizona?
Probably beat the shit out of my friend Connor, who is driving down with me because he doesn't go over the speed limit. He goes like 5 under. So.
Ah, so Connor. Connor, who's that?
I've been fucking him on and off for over a year.
What? Hold on.
Well over a year.
My heart.
Some good day.
I'm like, I need a second, all right?
Okay. Take your time. I got plenty of time. Anytime,
okay,
though.
I'm good.
Okay,
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
You know
what I'm saying?
Hoosa.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm a crying the car.
Okay, that's fine.
So, yeah, continue.
That's about all right. It. And
I'm about to say Pennywise down there. Don't
I ain't going for it. Ain't going after it. Fuck that. I don't do clowns.
You don't do clowns, but they are about to make a joke.
They all be clowns.
Damn.
They all be pieces of shit.
Oh, man.
You ain't going nowhere.
Listen here, man. All my pretend relationships are being broken up. I'm just hurt. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
You got so many bitches on speed dial. You don't even have.
I don't have no chicks on speed dial.
You do. No. You literally texted me the other day. You were just like, oh, well, one of my girls like bailed on me. And I didn't want to call my other girl. So I'm right, just chilling at home. All right, all right, and I was like, I ain't even going to fucking respond to this. Right. I'm about to get some dick. So. All right.
So like, all right. So my thing is, right.
Multiple girls on your phone.
No, for me, I actually care. So, like, that's why I'll be just throwing dick everywhere. You know what I'm saying? For one, I know I can dick I can dick a chick down, right? That's for one.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I have sex with a chick, she'd be like, I'm keeping this.
I'm keeping
it. Right? You know what I'm saying? And my thing is like me, I get invested into the situation. Like, even when I was younger doing my thing, it's like, for me, I'd be like, why am I liking this person? It's just a weak thing, or like we only did it for like a week or whatever, but I get attached. I learn how to stop, but you know what I'm saying? My thing is I'm naturally in relationships. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I've been in relationships my whole life.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, that's my thing. It's just keeping a relationship.
I'm an exclusive person, so if I'm sleeping with one person, I'm sleeping with just that person, because I don't trust where their dick is going after that.
There you go.
I don't need them to come back, and then next thing you know, give me something because they want to be dirty. So,
hey, can I show you something in the room right quick?
Is it the doll? I already saw it.
I ain't got a sex doll!
I ain't sick of shit, I already saw it!
Oh my god, here we go.
Her name, Patricia.
Patricia. I would never name my sex doll Patricia.
Keisha?
Nah, if I had a sex doll, her name would be Camilla.
Camilla?
Camilla. That's it. It gotta be exotic.
Exotic.
Yeah. She's Colombian.
She's Colombian.
If I had one, but I know. Yeah, I'm sure. No, I did have a sex toy. I had. So it was like one of those pussies that come in a sleeve. And when I got it delivered.
You act like I know what these things are, but okay.
All right, hold on. I'm going to Google it. I'm going to show you.
Oh, no.
Now this shit gonna be in my search history.
Good.
Alright. I'm pulling it up. Mm-hmm. Images. So yeah. You see that?
That's a pocket pussy.
Yeah.
You could have just said a pocket pussy.
That's not
a
I
pussy.
Said.
You said a pussy in a sleeve.
Yeah. I'll get you one of those.
Oh, no.
No, so what the fuck is that? What kind of freaky shit people make?
That's a vagina inside a dick. I'm...
What? But nah, so, you know what? So, like, going to the sex stores, it'd be the creepiest dudes in the world in that motherfucker.
Oh, it's dual! You can penetrate her. She's penetrating the...
Oh, damn! That's nifty! Look at that! Freaks!
Two-in-one! A two-in-one!
Damn!
Buy one, get one.
Oh, shit. Honey Gold got a pocket pussy? I say, nah, dude, I've watched too much porn. You know you watch too much porn when you know the names? Like,
I don't know shit.
I know the names. They got a pocket pussy with hair. Ugh, look at
ugh.
That.
The fuck? Friction. I'm give you a rug burn.
What the hell? I'm about to show her. I'm about to send it. Hey, look, they got pocket pussies with hair. Did you know they got, like, double-ended ones? Look at that.
Yeah, you stick your dick in, and that dick sticks in her, the JJ. We took a second for us to figure out what it did.
That's crazy.
Why would you want that?
Why I'm
is it
hey,
bigger?
Buy one, get one? I don't know.
I'm going to order you one.
Like, I've seen, like, it goes like that, and then, like...
It's like Eiffel Tower.
It, like, connects to the top. Like underneath your dick, but I've never seen like inside.
What kind of guy you want? So like, I'm gonna order you one of these sex toys. You want an Indian sex toy?
Yeah, preferably a guy named Samir.
Samir?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean you can name it whatever you want to name it. It's a video of a guy on the top. Let me see. The internet is a crazy place.
Scarred.
You scarred? There you go. So, yeah, so I talked about the sex toy I did have. Let me get back on track. So, yeah, I had me, like, a pocket pussy, right? But I was using it. I felt dirty every time I used it. Like,
you told me about that, yeah.
I'm like, damn, I like it. And then it's like, you know, now I got to clean it. It's like, you know, I came in this motherfucker. Now I got to unscrew it, pull the sleeve out, clean the sleeve and shit. I'm like, damn. But I was in a relationship. I was like, I'm going to just fuck this pocket pussy and be a good.
Why do you need a pocket pussy if you're in a relationship?
He was overseas or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My girl went around.
I was
going
to say, why?
My girl went around, and I was fucking that pocket pussy up. Like, I was putting work in on it. Like, the lips started spreading out. But no. Are you guys judging?
I am.
Yeah.
I thought we were in a safe space.
We are. I'm still allowed to judge.
Me too.
It's a safe space. I won't hurt you.
Hold on. She got her sex toy in her on 1,000 vibration, but I can't fuck a pocket pussy up. See, guys with sex toys is nasty and creepy.
You do.
Girls is like, oh my god.
Because
you guys can get fucking, like, you guys without fail will have an orgasm no matter what the fuck you do. But with girls,
men are never pleased. Or men.
What?
Women are never pleased. Men
satisfied. It's so hard because men don't want to put the act. Most men, I'm not saying all, so don't come at Cook coming at me. So, most men don't want to put in the fucking work.
So hold on. So like the two guys or the one guy you sleeping with cheating on me, are they putting in work?
They're cheating on you?
No, they cheating on you.
Wait, what?
You cheating on me. What the fuck? You mind fuck me. Oh god.
Damn.
Damn, Hennessy.
So, try that again.
Alright, so are those guys putting in work? Guys? The guys you cheating on? Me with? Yeah, there you go.
Guys, plural?
You said you had two and a stash.
And a stash? I don't want, neither of them have a stash. They got beards.
You know what I forgot you wiped. Ain't just knocked my phone down. I just got that phone.
Why would you
put it on the my phone? Daddy gave me that phone.
You don't have no daddy.
Damn! I fucked up.
You went to go get milk.
Oh,
lottery tickets.
Yo!
Pack of smoke.
Yo, that's sensitive!
He went to 7-Eleven 18 years ago.
Wow, I don't have a father.
I told you.
Damn. Ouch.
Explains a lot.
I'm not friends with John no more.
Daddy issues.
I don't have daddy issues.
Yeah, okay.
The overcompensating with sex seems to tell a different story.
What do you mean? Who overcompensating with sex? I'm not having sex right now.
Clearly.
It's been 2 weeks. Shut the fuck up.
It's been longer than that.
It's been 2 days for me.
Hey, see, look at you.
2 months.
How long has it been? How long has it been? You a decade? You
know 2 months. 2 months.
2 months?
They ain't been gone 2 months?
Well, I've been gone like six. Shit.
August, September. Huh. You left July 11th?
Yeah, he'd be gone 2 months.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. So, yeah, we all, you know, 2 days, 2 months.
2 weeks.
Terrible twos over here.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's what he was saying as you were judging me. But, yeah, so I was fucking this motherfucker up. And I'm going to tell you what made
me get rid of it. Pussy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So not an actual girl.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, boss, tearing his ass up. You know what I'm saying? Tearing this motherfucker up.
Safe space.
Happy thoughts. Thank you, boss. But so I had a buddy
That's
come
why
over.
I don't let him alone with my dog.
I have a buddy. What? I'm not into bestiality.
I've seen you hump my dog multiple
times. Whoa, here we go.
You humped my chair.
Oh, I humped your chair?
You thrusted my chair.
Oh my, ladies, is that what we doing now?
You literally went.
So now I'm humping chairs and humping animals, huh? I'm just some type of sexual deviant.
And then you go, oh, Bella. Oh, Bella. Oh, Bella.
You went for caressing thighs, the humping thighs.
I'm not caressing. Who thighs I'm caressing? Apparently, I caressed your thigh the last part. I didn't touch your thigh.
Yeah, your left thigh still looking good?
Yeah. It's a little weakness. You guys are gym.
A little heavy.
You know what? Oh. I'm not a sexual deviant. So as we were saying, so I had a buddy come over.
You have to actually be getting sex to be a sexual deviant.
Yeah, see, I'm not getting that. See, exactly. So I had a buddy come over, right?
2 weeks doesn't count as not getting
it. So look, I had a buddy come over.
I would know.
I have my pocket pussy set up on like a little stand. The dude grabbed it. Oh, man, what's this? I'm like, let go of my shit. As he opened it, and I'm like, all right, don't judge me. I'm like, man, did I clean that motherfucker?
Yo.
I'm like, I went and snatched it away, and then I was like, you know what? I don't
and
need
then
this.
All of a sudden, you see the stuff come out and hit the wall.
Please.
It sticks to the wall.
I was like, damn. I just got rid of it. I'm like, I'm gonna just go back to my hand and shit. But like for me, like, you know,
manual anyway.
You know, for me, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, right? So when I jack off, I don't like to use lotion. I just dry hand it. I just like to get to the business.
Damn.
Right?
Fucking psychopath.
Is it really?
No.
Because when you order,
I don't have a dick. I wouldn't know.
It's taking forever. Are you? Somebody has one. You.
I have underwear or Sam's underwear
that got the dick hole in it.
It's awesome. I'm like, Cliff, look at my pee. And Sam's going to be like, are you wearing my underwear now? No.
No. I would never.
I just like to practice.
Hennessy almost went everywhere. I held it. What is that? You sober. Dang, well, she buzzing off beer slightly. I'm drinking Hennessy. You talking sober.
I have caffeine.
What the?
I'm not normally caffeinated.
Are you sexually frustrated over there?
Yes.
All right.
How are you sexually frustrated, Miss 2 days?
Because I know what it's like to get some good. I remember what it's like. It was within my lifetime.
I was just trying to show you the room and you didn't
find it. I don't need to see your sex doll.
I was trying to give you the tour. That's my laugh.
All right, Wilbur.
Green over there.
Yeah. Oh! What are you allergic to? Fucking cleaning supplies?
He's spraying my Hennessy.
Ooh,
like it's you like put it's something good. Worse in your mouth.
Huh?
You act like you put something worse mm-hmm. in your mouth.
You know what I hate? You know what I want to talk about? How talk about? Guys, like, okay, so this actually came up in a conversation. Like, I'll be like, here, try this. And they'll be like, oh my god, no, that's disgusting. Bitch, you lick booty hole. You eat vagina. But you won't eat this fucking cucumber and fucking vinaigrette and olive oil. Like, I don't understand why some guys will act like this is the most disgusting shit ever that they ever put in their mouth. But they be eating fucking ass. Literal shit comes out of there. And some of them don't even be worried about if the bitch showered before they came over. They could have taken a straight on shit like 3 hours ago. And you'll be putting fecal matter into your mouth. And you'd be,
who the fuck does this remind me of?
I feel like you're feeling attacked. I don't know what that reminds me
of. Who you don't eat booty?
You?
That, not mine, but thank the Lord.
What butt?
Why do you think he keeps his beard so brown?
My beard's black.
There's some wrong shit they take.
I don't know. There's a little salt in there.
With a touch of gray.
Touch of dust.
Don't you dare.
Ashiness.
So.
Mister, I don't like fish. It tastes really nasty. Motherfucker, all the nasty shit that you fucking do, but you won't try a fucking bite of tilapia? Oh my god, I don't like it. It's so nasty.
Alright, so the way you
suck it fucking up. You're how old?
You literally suck vagina and booty up. Why the fuck won't you suck tilapia? Tilapia is a fish. It has like no fucking flavor.
Shrimp? You don't even like shrimp?
You know what?
You be eating fishy seafood. Vagina.
Yep. That's probably why you don't eat fish, because you're used to smelling that fish all up in his mouth. You'll eat that fish, but why would you eat this? Huh?
I eat clean pussies only.
Yeah. How can you verify they're clean? You make them shower before?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm eating a girl's ass, like, she hitting the shower, because I'm going to get in that motherfucker. I'm cracking it open like a crab leg. I'm getting that motherfucker.
No, I just literally.
Hello.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about your current extended?
No, because like I got a long ass tongue, so like I'm like this. I'm in. See? Now look. My tongue longer than yours. You got a little tongue.
Samsung is like this. I swear to God.
He got a baby tongue?
Yes, he can't even go put his tongue like right there. He can't. He goes.
I had someone that was so committed to eating vagina that he actually ripped.
I had a rip on mine.
Alright, so that means he couldn't get his... Oh, man, alright, hold on.
My sister accidentally pulled my tongue.
I'm not saying me. I'm saying...
So, if you got a guy and he's down there, so this is one of the guy's tricks. So if a guy is in your pussy a little too long, either he loves it and that's his thing, which is rare, or his dick ain't cooperating like it need to. So he's like, shit, I'm going to just keep eating this shit until I got to make this shit happen. Give me a half. Once I get in there, I'm off to the races. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where they at.
Go in with a half?
Half chub.
Yeah, you've done that before?
You ain't never have it like... So, like, I don't want to put your sex
my
life out there.
My man is always fully hard.
All right, whatever. All right, whatever.
Whiskey dick.
So you said sometimes, so every time your man Rocket is ready to leave the motherfucking station every time.
I swear to God.
All right, so.
I swear.
Okay, Sam.
I'll send you a fucking picture.
Don't send me a fucking picture. What the fuck? I don't even see Sam. All right, so look, Sam.
I've already seen it.
What?
I've seen the videos of y'all.
What the?
Oh my God.
Are you trying to say?
Jumping up in his bedroom.
What the? What are you talking about? You're tripping. Oh,
was I not supposed to relay that information?
You're sober. What are you talking about? That was great. Yeah. So. When a guy goes in half, that means he's trying to get to where he got to get to. He might have been drinking whiskey, or he might be with a girl that he met at the club last minute that he might not necessarily want, but it's like, all right, it's here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody been there. Y'all don't know nothing about that.
Yes, I do.
Hey!
What are you
was not to shove this up your butt.
I like it.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Let's be honest here, lady.
I was shoving stuff up my butt, being a lesbian.
If Voss is shoving it up your butt, man.
That makes
if,
me a
if
lesbian.
A, hang on. Prison terms. If a guy...
Hold on, why are you looking at me and saying prison terms? That's fucked up.
You can look at me. My dad was in prison.
Here you
okay.
go.
If I was talking about penis, though, so that's why I looked at him. So, assuming you have one. So, if a guy, if you're, oh my god, put your pants on.
Pants are off now. Pants are off.
So, if, okay. So, you're in prison, and you're getting fucking raped.
Uh-huh.
Some guy's on top of you, don't want it, blah, blah, blah. The other guy on top of you, gay, or you gay?
Everybody gay.
Everybody gay at that point. Well, yeah, everybody gay.
Okay.
And then you just got turned out.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I've been in jail and never been in prison.
I believe it.
It's the reason why I've been in jail. Listen, I told her, yeah, I told you a little bit.
You did.
Yeah, I told her. It's just circumstances. I ain't in jail these days. Ain't been in jail since.
Yet.
I'm a damn. Yet.
Oh, that's not wood.
Yeah. I ain't going to jail.
You
know what?
I mean, out of you and I.
Out of you and I, I'm going first.
So, ladies.
Yes, ma'am.
So, what?
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 Sir.
So, ladies.
Ma'am?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Marcus.
Ma'am.
Thank you. All right, cool. All right. So, do y'all like anal?
No.
No?
Absolutely not.
You don't like anal?
Absolutely not.
What kind of white girls are y'all?
Exit
I liked
only.
It. I didn't like it at first.
See?
No, absolutely not. Exit
that's
only.
That's how I was.
You better train that butthole up.
No!
Listen, you start off, just get a finger
nope.
in there, right?
Nope.
And then you take this other finger, and you glide that motherfucker in there, and you kind of just...
Okay,
so
let me ask you this. This is how I feel like in
look,
bed.
Look,
this is how
I
feel. I
just jazzercised your asshole.
And this is how I feel in the bedroom.
Okay.
You want to this is hypothetically speaking to all those bitches listening in that we know who you are.
Okay.
If you and I were sleeping together.
Right. You will love it. We'll continue.
Matter of opinion.
Okay.
So, would you, you're like, hey, I want to put it in your butt. Would you let me put it in your butt?
No. Well, I mean,
exactly.
Wait,
so don't
wait,
do
wait,
something
wait, no,
to
hold.
Me you wouldn't want
wait,
done to you.
Let's go back to me and you in the bedroom. If we in the bedroom, I'm tearing that up.
Not my ass.
I'm pulling your hair. I'm smacking that ass.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
fine. But you're not fucking putting
okay.
it in my butthole.
All right. All right. We good then.
Do not do something to me that you wouldn't want done to you in return. The exact same thing.
All right. So what if I lick your butt, you gonna lick mine?
Nope.
You lick your butt?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Stay away from my fucking
I would
butt.
Never.
You ain't tossing salad?
Nope.
Do y'all like y'all salads being tossed?
I don't even know what that means.
Meaning your asshole being licked.
You
no!
You ain't never had your salad tossed.
No!
See, okay.
Really?
There's an exit only.
You're not a freak, man. Go get your butt licked. Right now. Leave.
No! Wait. He's at work.
Call him and get your ass licked.
I feel like butt licking literally doesn't do anything. Like, it doesn't feel
so how many
like
times you had your butt licked?
Huh?
Huh? Sammy eating it. Sammy eating that.
He loves ass play.
He loves that. He
loves ass play. But the thing is I'm like, okay,
he,
like,
now,
I don't
hold
care.
On. So, hold on. Alright, again, I'm not trying to see y'all's sex life. But I'm a visual person, right?
Yeah.
So,
very visual.
So as he's back there, you know, flattening everything
flatter than it already is.
So he just, how long he be back there? He just be back there just, because he got
as long as he wants, because he likes
because for one, you got a little buddy, you got a baby tongue, it's like a match made in heaven. Like his tongue and your asshole was made for each other.
Like he don't
but
have
like,
to spread them cheeks that far.
Any, yeah.
To get in there, you know, like.
Oh, so has he ever penetrated with it and kind of.
As much as he can, but that doesn't really go in there.
Like,
rim job it.
Shut up. You've had your ass licked. Don't even act like you haven't.
What?
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 You've had your ass licked.
Do I like a dude that has
yes.
that?
You told me.
I told you.
Yes.
I gotta stop talking to you.
So you can't come at and talk about Sam putting his tongue in my ass, but you can sit over here and act like you haven't had a tongue up your fucking black ass.
Why my ass gotta be black?
Because it is!
But that's like an in, like with Sam, that's an endless black hole I don't even want to look. I can't.
Don't be dead by my black hole.
Probably hairy too.
Yeah, I don't like stuff like that. And then he'll joke, he'd be like, lick my ass on my oh fuck no.
Oh yeah, Sam probably hairy ass dude.
Oh my god.
It'd be a jump. Welcome to the jungle! You got a foot back layers.
Bunch of Roses is playing in the background.
Oh god.
Scream. Sorry.
And nice.
Oh shit, he'd be using his Manscaped.
Yeah. That's good.
I mean, for me, right? So I trim my balls.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, boss.
Why?
Trim your balls.
Oh, shit. Must have forgot. All right.
He's hanging out. God.
Connor, watch out.
This man's one of the hairiest mans I've ever fucked in my life.
Oh.
So you're talking about Sam and his hairy ass.
Well, no. He's like clean down there. Like, he's shaved and everything, but his chest is hairy, which I like, but his ass is also hairy, so I'm going to make fun of him.
Okay. I don't like hairy asses.
Well, it's not really hairy, but his fucking back head, it's funny.
Listen here, ladies. I can't sit here and listen to both of y'all talk about guys y'all cheat on me with, so.
You asked.
I'm hurt.
Yeah, you brought it up.
You over here getting your ass ate. You over here not getting your ass ate.
You over here getting your ass ate, but don't want to fucking tell anybody.
Joe Dahl over there.
Mm-hmm. I don't got a sex dog. I mean, I'm going to try one, but it's they too expensive. They're like $4,000. I can put that money elsewhere.
What?
Yeah, guys, sex toys.
He shaves his chest hair. Have you noticed that?
I have. You can tell when a guy shaves his chest hair versus not having any.
How?
The way it sticks out.
And the feeling.
Yeah.
Got it.
Trust me, I've been around enough hairy chest.
So, like, do you like hairy chest or like? Yes. Oh.
Most girls do.
Oh shit.
Unless.
Let me grow my shit back up.
I told you.
Boss, girls, it's like gonna be growing out here shortly.
Yeah. I mentioned it to, you know, that guy, and I was just like, hey, you know, you trim, like, he's like, I trim my chest hair like multiple times a week, and I go, well, you don't have to. I was like,
especially if you want to.
And then
lay.
I noticed he fucking stopped, and I was like,
So you know what? I will get out of that. So like the chick I was with recently, right?
Which one?
Huh? The older joint, the one that paid for the weekend.
You paid for her?
No, she paid for the weekend.
Oh, she paid for you.
She paid for everything.
Cougar.
Yeah, no, she got a. So
are you soliciting on the side?
No, she got a. No, she oh crap, fuck it. She CSR chief.
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So she got her BMW, she got a Scat Pack Challenger. You know what I'm saying? She was talking about like moving where I was.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't do it.
I did.
These white girls wanted to hang out.
They touched my thighs.
Damn, why did she do
that? You touched my thighs.
I'm not touching no thighs in here. My hands are to myself. Y'all,
premature,
y'all notice?
We got premature discharge over here.
Oh, God. If y'all notice, my hands are clenched. Only girl I'm touching in here is Bella.
Oh, my God. Hey, that's illegal. That's illegal.
My dog.
Hey.
Oh. That's illegal in most states.
Really?
Yeah, you know it's illegal in 46 states to fuck a horse?
You know, it's... people are sick out here.
Mm-hmm.
Says the one who wants to breath it's fucking my dog.
No, your dog is cutie.
I know she is. But yeah, so when a girl's laying on a guy's chest, they don't want to feel like...
like they're
shaved
sticking.
Balls.
Yeah, like they're sticking.
Or like they just shaved, and so they feel like, you know, shaved balls, and
that's
it's itchy.
Why, that's why you
no,
don't.
It's coming back.
That's why a girl don't ride your face like the day after she fucking shaved.
Because
it's just going to be like
they're
sandpaper.
They're going to get scraped up.
Yeah.
Okay. That's on my face.
It's either you're hairy and it feels okay, or she completely clean shaved.
Got you.
That went right over your head.
And that.
Okay.
Mid sentence.
Okay. Oh.
Slut.
Who?
Not you.
Listen here. Like I said, I'm a good guy. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm not easy. I'm very difficult.
He's not easy.
I'm not easy. Mm-hmm. I play hard.
I guarantee you. If I went, hey, cook, let's go fuck right now. We'd be already in that room.
All
right,
yeah. Go ahead, try it. Let me try it.
He's like, well, I'm gonna hold my penis.
Like, yeah, he's gonna be like, I'm gonna miss this opportunity.
No. Just say it. No, say it. Go ahead. Say it.
Cook, why don't you show me what black dick's all about?
Listen here, we can't do that, all right?
Why? Because we got witnesses?
That sounds really rehearsed.
We got witnesses. I respect you as a person.
No, you don't.
I do.
He rehearsed all of those. Just
I do respect you as a person.
Tomorrow after a glass of wine or two.
So what you said, boss.
Listen here, ladies. All right. Mm-hmm. Both of you ladies are safe. All right.
In a matter of what?
You're safe.
It ain't safe.
Safe for the fact. All right. No. See, look at you. You clumsy.
I've always been
no cool. Black dick for you tonight.
Oh. But tomorrow
is we go to dinner tomorrow. I know a better opinion.
Holla at me at midnight, it might be a dick.
He's gonna be like tomorrow after like our first glass of wine, cutting into that fucking, you know, chicken parm, and he's gonna be like, so about last night. He's gonna be like,
I know you leaving tomorrow, so let's just do it before you leave. Right?
You ever been blacked?
Don't knock it.
Once you go black, you won't go back.
Well, you ain't go back. Well, you ain't black, but you know.
You're 3/4.
Once you go, I don't know. I don't know, Sam. Tell me the same for you. For y'all. I don't know the same. I don't know. Once you go, Sam. Damn, I'm here. I don't know. Black. We gotta. Cool.
I know what it is. But yeah. I'm gonna get a text message later tonight.
Okay.
And be like, were you for real?
Nah.
Let's get on the cook train.
Nah, look. Me and Boss already had a conversation, all right?
Multiple times.
Yeah. So if she ever get the urge and she text me for real, like, yeah, hey, I'm trying to see this. I'm like, all right, I don't want to do it.
I guess I have to. My
I'm doing it because we're friends. I will fuck your brains up.
Everyone at work.
Not at all. If I was ever fucked, you wouldn't nobody ever hear about it.
That's facts.
Yeah. Because people already think we already fucking. So, yeah, that's even like, yeah, me and Boss had sex. Yeah, y'all been having sex. Oh.
Oh, shit. I must have forgot.
I mean, so, you know, I wasn't there. Well, no. So, like, the one thing about older guys, right, and then I think girls can respect, like, we keep our mouth shut. So, if I'm doing something with a female, it's not putting out there.
No. What's the terminology? I will keep wanting to say gravestone.
Trendy topic or what?
No.
Like, take it to the grave?
No, I'm saying like a... brain farting right now. What?
Not broadcasting.
No, not saying broadcasting. Like, something you achieve.
Oh, milestone.
Yeah, like a milestone or something.
Yeah,
You were just a conquest.
Conquest.
You were just a conquest. Like, most people my age, they see girls as conquests. They see as another dent in their belt.
Well, and because, you know, I hear all the rumors. It's because people let the shit get out. They tell one person, they tell that person.
And it's a game of telephone.
Yeah,
then it gets worse.
Yeah, that's how I started the fake rumor that you had an OnlyFans and you was going lesbian. And it went around the whole command in an hour.
So in an hour. And I told him to do it, too.
Yeah, people are like, yo.
I wanted to test the theory.
People are like, yo, what's the link?
And I went and came up and talked to him, and everyone was staring at me. Damn. And then he asked me, he's like, yeah, we're going to hang out later. I go, oh, no, I can't. I got this thing tonight, you know, at 4 p.m. And it was a joke on the link, on the OnlyFans thing. Everyone's head, it's like, necks nearly broke, turning. It was sad how desperate people can get.
What y'all need to do, look, we can start OnlyFans with y'all feet pics. If y'all want to see me a couple feet pics, I can start selling them online.
Okay.
I just need y'all to put, like, you know, like jelly and, like, peanut butter between y'all toes. There's some freaks out there.
Okay. And you tell me what to do. I'll do it for some extra cash.
Yeah, just add a feet out.
You act like I won't.
My nails are painted, so I'm good.
No, it's
I got a tattoo.
on your feet? Mm-hmm. Nah, man, people would be able to recognize. You don't want to get recognized.
Okay, well, I don't have one on my left foot.
Okay. Ooh, the single foot lady. People are like, oh, I want to see that right foot so bad. I'll pay anything. That's a private video, and that'll be $1,000, sir.
$1,000.
Oh, I want to see her take her foot and rub it against the wall slowly. Like, people are crazy out here. But like, ooh, take that Swiffer and rub it between your toes. Oh, I knew an older guy, like, on a boat who collected, like, he had, like, feet porn. He had, his thing was girls jerking his dick off with stockings. He liked to fill in the stockings against them and shit. Because, you know, on a boat, you trade porn. So, we train porn. He's like, man, I like a little bit of yours. He's like, oh, take my porn. So, I downloaded, you know, all you do is download people's porn and you take it back to your rack and watch it. So, you know, I put it in a separate folder so I know who I get porn from. And I know, all right, I don't like, I can delete all that shit. So I played a couple videos. I'm like, oh, it's a hot girl. All right. Why is she just showing her legs? Why is she just, the whole video is her jerking. I'm like, I said, hey, bro. He's like, man, you like those flicks? I'm like, no, buddy.
That reminds me, like, of this guy that I heard about at my old job. That they used to take pictures of the dementia patient's BMs, bowel movements, and save it on his phone for later. And he had nothing but just shit all over his phone images.
You ain't never told me about that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
At my old job.
You still work there?
No, they fired him.
Yeah.
You can't have pictures of other people's shit all over your phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Especially dementia patients that can't fucking fight back. Hey, you got a picture of my shit?
He over there tossing. Oh, see, I go to the bathroom. I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, I got that shirt for
you. Do you need an assist? Oh, no, I'm good.
No, it's all me. Yeah. You won't remember this anyway, Geraldine.
No. So bad.
Oh, God.
I did it.
Oh, well, this podcast went as a lot of circles. This
yes.
is all thumbs, you know what I'm saying? No fingers. So,
that's the finger.
What's it here? All right, look. Boss, we're not having sex tonight, all right?
You're lost.
We're not having sex tonight.
You're lost.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, honestly, right. I'm gonna get that text message. But if you for real tomorrow after dinner,
shoot that text like, hey, have a safe drive home. But
on that, I'm gonna wine and dine you tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I'll take you out to a nice dinner downtown. You know what? I want the same thing. I want that same lasagna I had. That shit was fire.
Yeah, take me there.
Did you see it on my story?
No,
you didn't.
No, I don't look at stories unless you tag me in them.
I see.
I don't look at anyone's story.
Oh, so I'm just anyone now, huh?
You are special, because okay. I do look at yours.
Especially.
Listen, both of y'all are special to me, too.
Is this ammo helping for you to get to fuck me?
Huh? Oh.
No? Is that not how it works? Oh, shit. I'll figure it out by tomorrow.
Alright. Hey, so hypothetically, right? So let's say we in there just going to town. Imagine how she will feel. She be like, she be on the couch like, this is like sex life, everybody.
She be out there with her toy. You know, fucking.
Is he tossing? Don't lick my ass, cook.
She gonna make one of us. She gonna make one of us.
He tossing that salad.
Get it.
Are you cheerleading?
Are you cheerleading?
What's going on up there?
Go.
Go, black man. Go, black man. Go.
I don't sound like that.
No, I'm saying
that's not how I sound.
No, I mean, you won't be like you won't be in a trance. You know,
in a trance?
Yeah, you won't be saying no words.
You drugging me too? You drugging me?
No, it's just gonna be like, what the? Oh, he is hitting some chama. You know, yeah, you'll be making up a language.
He's gonna be like, oh, I'm not used to that shrimp then.
I'm gonna say I've had bigger.
You know what? I only had one chick, and I'm not gonna lie. So when I was younger, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing when I was fucking. I was just fucking the fuck. And just because I'm like, well, I gotta.
Back in my day.
No, I'm sitting there like, you know, I'm 21. I'm like, I got a decent sized dick, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to work, but not knowing how to work that motherfucker, right? I have now honed Excalibur, is what I'm trying to tell you. So this lesbian chick, I'm talking shit to, right? And she and we all outside. She's like, you know what? Cook, I'm gonna let you fuck me. And everybody got quiet. She's like, yeah, come to my room tomorrow. We fucking. I thought she was joking. I show up to the room. Two of her lesbian homegirls sitting on the bed. And she lay down. She take her pants off, right?
What the? There's a bug.
So she takes her pants off. And she like, come on. So I'm like, right here? Is your homegirls leaving? She's like, no, they watching. I'm like, damn. So, you know, this back, you know, I wasn't the guy I am now. Now I'm like, shit, let them watch. You know what I'm saying? Get your cameras ready. But then I was like, well, come on. Like, ladies, why don't y'all just leave? No, I'm like, all right. So fuck it. So I get on top of her, right? And her whole goal was to crush my ego, which she did, right? So I slide in her, going to work. She looked, this is all she did. So I'm like, I'm going in.
Oh,
like,
you told me about this.
She's like, did you start yet? I'm like, oh, I'm just getting started. I'm like,
fuck. Sweating and all.
You're going to say something. She just.
Like a dead fish.
Didn't say anything. Just.
Dead straight face.
So then finally I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get this nut, right? Came. Got dressed. Left. They laughed. Walked in my car. Ego crushed. Years later, she said she only did that to fuck with me. But she said like this. She said the dick was good, but she like she just had to. And what she did, she took me down a couple of pegs. I was at work. I'm gonna talk shit. She's like, hey, Cook. I was like, hey, what's going on? How you doing? Looking down. She fucked me up for about a couple months.
Jesus.
We still cool to this day, but she. I'm like, why you doing me like that? She's like, I just hate cocky ass dudes and shit. She's like, you got a nice side. Like, she's like, your dick, it felt good. She's like, you don't know how to work that motherfucker. And then once I got with a chick who got me together, I'm like, oh, okay. So then I took those techniques and now I am the person I am today. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I went through my humbling experience. I think everybody, once you have that taken down a peg, oh, I am mortal. But then now I'm a fucking god again, so you know what I'm saying?
I would be that person straight faced in the bed just to fuck.
No, me. Not at all. I say that to say this, boss. I will tear your ass up.
You say that. You underestimate my ability to be emotionless during everything.
Listening. We have all this emotion between us.
I'd be laughing the whole time.
You'd be like, you can't be laughing when I'm eating your ass.
You know how fucking.
You know what? Why you playing? I can't picture you sucking dick. I just think it'd be funny. Like, what are you doing?
You think I'd be looking at you?
I don't know. I don't.
I got other things in my mind.
What are you thinking about? What are you thinking
things
about?
To turn me on.
Like what?
Not you.
Damn. So you suck my it is not turning you on. That's crazy.
What are you doing?
Is that how it looks?
Damn, I mean, you gotta also remember, I got no lips.
Yeah, you don't. Like, do you use teeth?
No.
Yeah, all right. I think the guys be lying to you. I think you use teeth a little bit. They just don't say nothing. I had a chick like that. This chick was like, "Oh, I suck dick so good," and I'm like, oh, "Okay, for real?" And it was all teeth, and I was like, "Stop." She's like, "What?" I'm like, "You." It's just a little bit of teeth that I'm complaining. You guys are complaining? Yeah, I'm complaining. Stop. What? I'm like,
I
listen, I'm not.
This too small for your big cock.
I'm just saying, like, you know, just like y'all girls, y'all, like, me as a, like, most guys, right, if they really want to be with a girl, they'll let shit slide, right? Mm-hmm. But y'all ladies, 9 times out of 10, y'all be like, hey, I don't like what you're doing. But guys, you be so immanent, like I can't even.
Because a girl needs to at least say something about one fucking thing. If they can't fucking make her come, then I'm sure as hell gonna say, hey, by the way, you're not fucking making out with me, right? Or you're not doing this, that, and the other. Because I know you're already not gonna make me come.
Listen, just because I can come with you know, AB, and you trying to come as like a Mortal Kombat fatality, up, down, left, right, jump, square, all that.
Jump, square. R2.
The guy doesn't even know how to fucking find the clip, so. It can't always be our fucking fault.
Or they find it and they graze past it.
Or they just sit there and they pat it.
Oh, no, I'm sucking
they
at motherfucker.
They pat it like this.
Oh,
like,
you talked about that.
I told you.
I talked about that. No, I'm sucking at motherfucker.
I don't like it when people do that.
What?
I do not. It hurts.
All right, so chess out. All right, when I suck your clit, whoa. It's the idiocy. But no, if hypothetically. Just
gonna. Damn, I feel like I'm third wheeling over here. Like, damn. Proceed.
Not tonight. It's not tonight. You're good. You're safe tonight. and every night. But tonight.
Boner alert.
But like, yeah, drink this wine. Well, no, I got work. Don't worry about it. I'll take you. Yeah, I'm going to be late tomorrow. I drive you. Don't worry about it. Pick you up. I'm like, UPS, what can Brown do for you?
Oh my god.
But
you were saying
it's Brown Town. I don't do it hard. I do a subtle, and then like I told you before, I pay attention to body language, right? So if I'm fuck you, right? I'm paying attention to how you receiving everything I'm doing. I'm not just doing it and just you loving it. I'm like, and I'm paying attention to how you reacting and everything. Then I adjust on the. I'm not like, and then I'm adjusting on the fly. You know what? Look you, turtle.
Turtle.
I'm like a smooth 90s R&B song. You like what I'm doing down there?
Bella's enjoying the fuck out of this.
Hey, Bella.
Yeah. Don't touch my dog.
Come here.
Dog is not safe.
She's gonna have to use a restraining order.
Alright, well, I don't wanna keep you all night. So I'll let you close out the pod. Whatever
penis.
You wanna say. Oh god.
Go in peace.
Penis.
The Lord be with what?
Penis!
You will get some
penis! Penis! Do it, cook!
I'm not
penis!